Good evening, this is William F. DeVault, sometimes referred to as the romantic poet of the internet, and this is From Out of the City for the week of October 29th, 2006. Pleasure to have you with us tonight. We're closing in rapidly on our first anniversary of the show, and I just wanted to let you know that we do appreciate you here. Did want to underline a few things for you. First off, congratulations to those who contributed to and were winners in the annual Poetry Superhighway Poetry Contest, run by my friend Rick Lupert. In fact, one of the contributors to that contest, Janet McCallum from Texas A&M, we're trying to arrange for her to come on the show in a few weeks and talk about poetry, maybe even read some of her pieces for us. We're looking forward to that with great anticipation. Also on the schedule, those of you who have been tracking things as they go along know that Dan McTaggart and I are collaborating on a book called Psalms of the Monster River Cult. That book should be out by the end of November. And then on December 14th, we have the release of my new book, Ronin in the Temple of Aphrodite. I hope you'll find the time and the energy necessary to run out and get copies of these books for Christmas presents. And if you don't have the time, please go to the bookstore at cityoflegends.com. Or order from online retailers such as Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and make sure you get some. Just when you order from the city, I am able to sign them for you, so it makes them a little more valuable and a little more personal. Additionally, I have two CDs coming out in the near term. If you're a reader of my blog, cityoflegends.blogspot.com, which can also be reached from a link at my website at cityoflegends.com, you will note that I've been talking a lot about the one, Nemacorn, because really I have too much material for it, and I'm trying to pare down without sacrificing quality, so I've been hitting up a lot of people for their inputs. Additionally, I have a second CD coming out called The Naked Reads, which will be just straight-up readings of my work. And I think whether you're a fan of the more musically inclined readings that I've been doing lately, or the pure direct readings, I think you'll find something for you in one or the other of those products. So, just keep your eyes open and pay attention, all right? One thing I am going to demonstrate for you tonight is kind of the opposite sides of the same coin. A new piece that the band and I recently put together, that's William F. DeVault and the Gods of Love, and I put together, was based on a poem of mine I wrote 2.5 years ago called A Passion Unrelenting. In the aftermath of my second divorce, an old lover appeared seemingly out of nowhere to comfort me. Not too much comfort, mind you. I learned my lesson a while back. I'm not in a big hurry to rush into relationships, but merely being able to reflect upon the relationship we had had prior to my second marriage helped me get through it, helped me work through some issues, and gave me a special perspective on that old relationship. So I wrote a poem about it called A Passion Unrelenting. And tonight, you're going to get two sides of it. One, I'm going to do you a straight-up read. Unadorned, no filters, no special effects, no music. And then you're going to hear the musical version of it, which may or may not, depending upon the attitude of the voters, get onto the CD Nemacorn. And if not, it'll certainly get on a later one, because I really like this piece, and I think it would be a shame if it didn't. So first up, without further ado, I'm going to give you the poem, A Passion Unrelenting. If time was to my bending, and hearts were to my mending, then I would be with you this night, reweaving intimacies now frayed. For love and passion do not end, but sometimes lose their way, my friend. And in us, there is so much right to earn our truths in hearts displayed. So let the fool and critic roar, and let the clouds of cold rain pour, while we are lost forevermore, and find ourselves here, unafraid. To find ourselves in token kiss that pulls us into ardent bliss, when skin becomes the currency of bartered, battered hearts we bring. Take me in and share the touch that, once surrendered, means so much, In fire's thrust where we cannot see, but feel an honest kindling. We shall seek and slake the thirst that by our sins we have been cursed, but offer actions unrehearsed to prove a passion unrelenting. There you have it. There it is. Very simple, straightforward. I like some of the comments I've received from fellow writers on this piece. It's not a piece I've put front and center much, and maybe I should. In just a moment, I'll favor you with the musical version, with the assistance of the Gods of Love, and you can see where it transforms it a little bit, takes it up a notch, I think. I could be wrong. In the end, the value of a writer is not in what he said, but in what was heard. So, without further ado, I give you William F. DeVault, that's me, and the Gods of Love with A Passion Unrelenting. If time was to my bending, and hearts were to my mending, then I would be with you this night, reweaving intimacies now frayed. For love and passion do not end, but sometimes lose their way, my friend. And in us there is so much right to earn our truths in hearts displayed. So let the fool and critic roar, and let the clouds of cold rain pour, while we are lost forevermore, and find ourselves here, unafraid. To find ourselves in token kiss that pulls us into ardent bliss, when skin becomes currency, of bartered, battered hearts we bring. Take me in and share the touch that once surrendered means so much. In fire's thrust where we cannot see, but feel an honest kindling. We shall seek and slake the thirst that by our sins we have been cursed, but offer actions unrehearsed to prove a passion . If time was to my bending and hearts were to my mending, then I would be with you this night, reweaving intimacies now frayed. If time was to my bending and hearts were to my mending, then I would be with you this night, reweaving intimacies. There you have it. There it is. A Passion Unrelenting, both the naked form and the fully decked out form. I want to thank you all for stopping by this week for From Out of the City. Join us again next week. We'll be doing a special on political poetry, and in conjunction with that, on the evening of November 7th, I will be hosting an open mic reading at the Barnes & Noble in Granville, West Virginia. If you're in the area, you have some poetry, whether it's conservative or liberal, Republican or Democrat, libertarian or Martian, bring it on down. Share it with us. I think that creative artists have a right to be heard, even if we don't agree with what they say. I would never censor somebody from giving a political opinion different than mine. So please, if you have the chance, drop by. Failing that, at least check out the show next week. I want to thank you all for for listening this week. A special thanks to Izzy Durden, my guitarist, who conceived of the music for An Unrelenting Passion. And when the books Ronin in the Temple of Aphrodite and Psalms of the Monster River Cult come out in the next month to 6 weeks, please pick yourselves up a copy. Again, this is William F. DeVault. Thank you for coming by. God bless.